SBS Radio.
Vous êtes avec Radio SBS en français.
Well, we've got the great pleasure of welcoming back on the French program, Grace Barbet. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Hello, everybody.
So, Grace, you're a singer-songwriter from Western Australia, originally from the Seychelles, and we did have you on the French program before to talk about your albums a few years ago, about your debut album, Creole Daughter, and also Welele, and now the third album is coming out.
I know, it's been 6 years since the last album,
Wow, time flies very quickly.
It does, yes, it does.
Tell us about this new project, the new album, which is released soon.
Yes, it's called Femme Woman. Mm-hmm. And this album is dedicated to women worldwide. I thought at this stage of my career, where I'm at in my career now, you know, it's a mature stage of my career, I would say. It was fitting to dedicate an album for women.
Do we still have the Creole rhythms of the Indian Ocean in the background?
Yes, the Creole flavor, the Indian Ocean rhythms are still there. The songwriting is more mature, but the style, I still stayed true to the style, the Afro-Creole style.
So tell us more about the songs that are on the album. I think there's also a new single called Je T'aime. In French?
Yes, in French, yes. There's a new single called Je T'aime. I wrote this song quite a few years ago and never got the chance to release it. So it was really fitting to do that on this album. With Je T'aime has a different flavor. It's the only track that has that kind of a bit of a rock influence to it. But the rest of the album has that Indian Ocean Creole feel. And so we decided to release Je T'aime, which is a completely different song to the rest of the album.
So you wrote most of the songs yourself?
Yes, myself and my co-writing and music collaborator, Jamie, who I think you've met as well last time. We were interviewed and we're still working together. And I write songs, and Jamie and I then come together and collaborate and arrange the songs, and he produces the album. So it's a great working team. Mm.
So he's part of the trio, and I believe your sister is also part of the trio.
Yes, that's correct.
On drums.
Yes, we had a few different musicians collaborate on this album. Not many, but we've had some guest artists as well.
You've been everywhere in Australia. You've been at WOMAD New Zealand, Byron Bay, Blues Fest, Woodford Folk Festival, and you also toured some of the countries in Africa and the Indian Ocean.
Yes, we did. Yes, we toured Tanzania and Kenya. So East Africa, we did an East Africa tour. And then we've also visited the Indian Ocean. We've performed in Reunion Island, in Mauritius, and in Seychelles as well. So we've been really busy. which is great.
Always showcasing the Creole culture.
Absolutely.
And your band, I believe, has won the best world act in Western Australia at least 7 times?
9 times now.
9, sorry. Fantastic.
Yeah, which is very good because it makes the whole project of doing what we do worthwhile. When you get the recognition, it makes it really worthwhile, you know, that we're recognized for the work that we do.
And tell us more about the launch of the album. So you're starting with a Frio social club, I believe.
Yes, which is the old Fly By Night club in Fremantle. It's now called the. It's called the Frio Social, which is a fantastic venue. And it's very interesting because my last two albums I launched at the same venue, which was then the Fly By Night Club in Fremantle. And then my new album, I'm launching in the same space, but it's a new venue, but the same space, which is now called the Frio Social.
What are your plans? A national tour coming up?
Yes, I can actually confirm now that we will be touring with the Cat Empire for the Australian National Tour in October. So that's fantastic news.
You also do workshops when you're in Western Australia, and I see on the website that you indulge in Creole cuisine and things like that.
Yes, I do a little bit on the, I diversify a bit of what I do now. It all started at Warm Adelaide when we performed in Warm Adelaide, and they asked me if I could do not a workshop, but to add the cuisine element to my performance and to talk about the food from the Seychelles and to cook up a curry and a chutney. So I thought it was very, very interesting. And from then on, I started to include some of those kind of workshops in my, you know, in my tours and, you know, let festivals know that I can actually coordinate and facilitate workshop, like dancing workshop, Seka dancing workshop, or even cooking workshop. And they absolutely love it. And we've done it a few times.
I take the opportunity to ask you, what's a favorite Seychelles recipe? Is it to do with fish?
Yes, mine is definitely the fish curry and chutney. So the chutney could be anything from pumpkin chutney.
Tomatoes.
Yes, absolutely. I love chutneys, and it's just a fantastic, it's perfect side dish to go with any curries. But fish curry is my favorite.
And it's a simple way of cooking. Do you use coconut milk, for example?
Yes, absolutely. It's not that difficult, actually, when you break it down, especially with fish, dealing with fish. Fish is very easy meat to cook. It cooks very fast. So, but we, yes, the coconut milk, I include coconut milk in the fish curry and lots of spices and chili, of course.
And in the part of the world where you live, in Fremantle, which fish do you prefer?
I still love snapper.
Mm-hmm.
Snapper and tuna are my favorite, I would say. I go to the fish market in Fremantle. Yeah.
While I've got you on air, tell us briefly about Seychelles, your country of birth.
It's very small. It's 115 islands. It's one of the smallest islands in that region. And population is now, I think, about 90,000. It's very mountainous. It's not a flat island. It's not volcanic. It's a platonic island. And lots of small islands make up the Seychelles archipelago. And the last time I was in Seychelles, about 3 or 4 years ago, I think, seem to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still such a beautiful part of the world. It's really postcard paradise. It is still very much like that. And, so for me, with my music, I feel like I'm an ambassador for the Seychelles Islands now, because I do talk a lot about where I come from. And it is really important to talk about my roots, where I come from, because majority, you know, the music that I played, majority of the songs are sung in Creole. And so it's really important for me to actually be able to articulate what I'm trying to do with the audience about where I come from and my culture and why I choose to play this style of music, you know?
Yes. And if people listening to us wanted to go to the Seychelles, what's the best way to get there?
There's a few different routes you can go there. Of course, I always say via Mauritius, because I love stopping by Mauritius before going to Seychelles.
Mm-hmm.
Although I haven't been to Mauritius for a while, for a few years now. But via Mauritius, or you could go via Abu Dhabi or Dubai. You can go via Sri Lanka. There's a few different routes, but I always go via Mauritius. So let's support our sister island, you know?
Wonderful. Grace, always a pleasure speaking with you, and your album is coming out on the 5th
of July. 5th
of July,
yes. It's a celebration for all women worldwide, and the contribution women have made through our history towards the building and the betterment of our community and our society, pillars of society, really, because I come from a matriarch society in Seychelles, and I've been surrounded and raised by some very amazing, strong-willed women. So that's what the album is about. It's for the women worldwide who have, you know, have pursued and who have stayed strong and contributed so much towards our communities and society throughout history. Yeah.
Grace Barbé, thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you on the East Coast with Cat Empire shortly.
Yes. Yes, I'm very much looking forward to that one.
Thank you so much, and best wishes.
Thanks, Jean-Noël.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Bye.
La douleur est trop profonde, il coupe dans mon cœur. Je ne peux pas me sauver. Je t'aime, je t'aime, je t'aime. Même dans ce de la nuit, mes ténés, je m'embrasse, chérie. Tu es très méchant et je dors chaque.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.